Hello and welcome to the Debrief Show, the show where leaders bring out their best in themselves, their teams, and their communications. I'm Dee Clayton, your host and multi-award-winning leadership coach and communications fanatic. Joining us on this live show is team performance coach Melanie Don-Blythe, and we're going to talk about how personality style blindness can hold even smart people back. We'll share some real examples and even some role plays so you can discover your preferred style and see how it may be perceived by others as a career blocker. And we'll share top tips on how to address this by crossing the road and lots of other things like adopting different styles when it's appropriate. So Don, hello and welcome.
Hi there. Yeah, some people know me as Dom, others know me as Melanie. Either is fine. But yes, lovely to be on your show, Dee.
We haven't got long enough to go into the why you're Dom and or Melanie story. That would probably take up all of the half hour, I think, wouldn't it? Tell us a little bit about you. I know you very well. Tell us a little bit about your background and a little bit about how you know about the style blindness topic that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a team performance coach. So I work with teams to help them understand themselves and each other better, to create a much healthier, happier relationship across the team, and to also then really collaborate well together so that they can really achieve the results they're looking for. So I work with teams at all stages in their development. Mostly business teams, but I've also been in business myself. So I've been a leader, spent 20 years in commercial roles. So I really know what it's like to put those leader boots on and what it feels like to be running a business. So I use those skills together with being accredited in some tools that help us understand our personalities and our styles.
Brilliant.
Yeah, to help others.
Thank you. Yeah. And we work together with teams and we often use Insights Discovery as one of the models. We're not going to talk too much about that, but that's quite a large basis of some of the stuff we're doing today, along with any of the personality style measurement types that people might have come across in the past. That's what we're going to talk about today, because some people have this thing called style blindness. But before we go into that, why don't you please drop us a hello in the comments? So if you're here watching live, yay, come and talk to us. Hello, Jane. Nice to see you. Thank you for joining us. Come and talk to us in the chat. Come on, wave, say hello and let us know where you're calling from. And we'd love to see you in the chat. That's where we can interact with you and see that you're following along with us and you can ask us any questions. And we love to see you there. So please pop in a comment and Dom or I will we'll get back to you, won't we?
Yeah, I see Andrea's there too via YouTube. So hello there. Great to have you through different channels.
Yeah, fantastic. Lovely to see you. Hi, Andrea. So style blindness is a phrase that I've kind of coined, if you like, to talk about when your primary style, and it is your primary style because we're all of these styles, which is why I'm wearing this multicolored top today to show you that we are a mix of all of these different color styles. But really, we do tend to have one preferred style. And sometimes if we overuse that preferred style, we can get a bit blind to what's going on and we don't realize things around us. And that can mean that it can block our career progress. So some people have had no's to job that they thought were in the bag, and maybe that's why they didn't get it, because they weren't aware of their weaknesses. Some people might upset others, not really realize what they've done, why they've put their foot in it. And it can cause confusion and conflict in the team. And that's the reasons why it's really important to have a look at this. And also with your family, if you've got children or family, it's really important, because if you understand the different styles of people, you can get on better. We got some other people there in the chat there, Dom.
Yeah. Hi, Lisa, Jane and Julie. We've got a few additionals. Thank you all for joining. Great to have you here.
Lovely. So let's talk about those four styles and their career blockers. So first of all, as I go through this, it'd be great in the chat if you want to tell us if you can see other people's career blockers. So sometimes it's really much easier to see other people's stuff that they're doing. You're like, yeah, that You don't have to name them in the chat because then they might find out. But let us know if you know somebody who does some of these behaviors. So as I'm going to go through each of the four styles, you might want to kind of chip in with anything extra, Dom. So what we've got here is red Rachel results. She's wearing her red energy suit. She's fiery red energy. And some of her strengths are that she's bold, she's fast, and so she's decisive. And this is often some of the traits we see in leaders. But some of the blockers that she might not be aware of is perhaps she's too blunt. Maybe she's not listening to anyone else other than herself. And she might push some of these things, her actions, but not get true alignment. You've seen that in business, I'm sure, haven't you, Dom?
Oh, yeah. And actually, I have to admit that I think in my early career, I showed a lot of these signs. I can see it now. I didn't realize at the time. I thought that was just how you should be in a business context, especially a fast moving one. Just get on with it, push on through, create the drive. And it was at some point someone said to me, how about you try and bring people along with you? That might be nice. I realized that, I was probably just overplaying all of that because I thought that was what a leader needed to do.
Yeah,
it comes across a lot.
Brilliant. Thank you. And I've had feedback like that. I'll talk more about that later. But thank you for sharing that. That's really good. And you're right. It's about those role models. And if we see other role models doing it, then we might copy those role models. So it's good to be aware we've got these other styles as well. We might have a dominant one, but we can dial up things that are less dominant if we want to. We've had Julie say she's been there with the results driven and thank heavens for 360s. Yeah, you're right, Julie. That's a great chance when you get a 360 degree feedback is a great chance for other people, peers and colleagues and everyone to give you feedback and say, oh, sometimes you're a bit too fast or you're losing us along the way. So, yeah, that's a real insight there. Thank you, Julie, for that. So let's talk about Sunshine Yellow, which is Yasmin Yellow, the sociable lady. So her strengths are that she's energetic, she's expressive, she comes up with these visionary ideas. But perhaps people might say, clearly this isn't me, people might say that she talks too much, she avoids the detail and she doesn't follow through. Surely, Dom, you wouldn't ever accuse me of having any of those traits, would you?
Yeah, I enjoy your very bright yellow, visionary, inspiring kind of energy and your sociability. But sometimes when we work together and I really need a bit more of the detail or I just want to get things really buttoned down, it's really hard to get you to focus on that. So, I definitely see this. You're my good example of this.
Brilliant. And then there's Green Gary Caring. So he is so supportive, so loyal and lovely and empathetic. He cares about everybody and harmony. But on the career blocking side, he avoids conflict. So he's less likely to want to hold somebody to account. He maybe is considered by others as too passive. And he, if there is such a thing, which there is from other people's perspective, he maybe overcares about harmony and doesn't like having that conflict. You have experienced this. Anyone in the chat, let us know if you've seen this. And over to you, Dom, have you seen this in organisations?
Absolutely, yes. Particularly, I see it quite a bit in service organisations. Because they're dealing with people a lot. Also, when I moved from my commercial career more into the HR and learning and development space, I encountered quite a few people who showed up a bit like this, often with the strength, because they really cared for people, included everyone, thought about people, put people first. But then sometimes, particularly me coming from the commercial side and maybe being a little bit more like Red Rachel, I'd be like, come on, we just need to actually do something here. There can be a bit of a clash with that.
Yeah, you're reminding me that I worked with a charity once and actually they'd actively sought to get lots of that green energy and almost making the other opposite energy. We're going to talk about opposite energies in a moment, but the opposite energy, the red energy, they'd actually worked to reduce that down. And so I did this colours training. and there was loads of the green energy and a couple of secondary energies, but there was only one person in the whole team with red energy as a second energy. And she didn't really even want to admit it. And everyone said, oh, it's such a lovely culture. We all get on really well. And I said, okay, and how are your results? They said, oh, well, we've raised loads of money, but we haven't actually spent it in the field yet. We can't sort of seem to get into action on. So I was like, okay, so it's lovely. And we need a balance of these energies, don't we? Let's just finish off on this last one. Let us know in the comments if you're listening in, if you've come across any of these colors. Thank you for some of you who have already done that. So we've got blue Brian and his information. He's like an engineer, right? So maybe bringing accuracy, so important. Lots of thoughtfulness, thinking about things in a deep level, and often being super prepared with every piece of data and information, which is so useful and important. But on the career blocker side, what that might mean is he overexplains. He would actively avoid emotion, which some people might see as a good thing, but might well be a blocker if you've got a team of people that you need to understand or customers that you want to maybe tap into their emotions. And he can be sometimes too cautious and play it too safe. So we've worked with quite a lot of engineering companies, haven't we, Dom? And we see a lot of this blue energy in there, don't we?
Data science as well, sort of in some of the newer areas around AI and so on, can have people who are like this, because you need their big brains, really. You need their thoughtfulness and their preciseness to really do those jobs well. But yeah, when it's there all the time, it can be hard for others who are trying to balance it out. Yeah.
So none of the colors are good, none of the colors are bad, they're all just whatever they are. That's perfect. You're perfect as you are. What I want to do though is highlight that if you're overusing one of your preferred color energies, you may be holding yourself back, holding back your communications, or holding back your team, because you're not aware of this other side of you. And often the other side is your opposite. So I guess a question for you, if you want to answer in the chat, and we can have a look later as you're typing away, but do you see your own blockers? It's often easier to see other people's. And then sometimes we need to have a look and go, I wonder what mine are. If I can see other people's, what are mine? That's the kind of question. Let me explain to you how you might find that even easier to see your own. So a good thing to do is to have a think about what I talk about, different neighborhoods and different norms. So let's think of this as a little town. So we've got four sub-towns. We've got this main road going for people who maybe are going to be listening to the audio. We've got a picture up of a map. I'm just going to enlarge this picture just so people can see. So we've got a map of a main road, and the main road is running north to south. We've got an introversion, extroversion road. And then we've got left to right, we've got thinking and feeling. And then in the top right grid, we've got results town, then the bottom right, sociable town, bottom left, caring town, and top left, info town. So we've got this kind of crossroads and these four different things on the map there. And often if your neighbours, so Infotown Blue is a neighbour to Red Results Town. So they've got one thing in common. They only have to cross one road if they want to talk to each other, which is the introversion, extroversion road. So I'm going to assume you broadly know what those terms mean. And they only need to cross one road to talk to each other. So they have one thing in common, but there's another road that they don't have in common. And again, sociable town, which is yellow, is next to green, and green is next to blue. So these people can get on quite easily because they've got one thing in common and one thing not in common. But the concept of opposites is you have to cross two of these roads to get over to your diagonal partner. And the other road that runs left to right is called thinking and feeling. And that's about how you make your decisions. Do you make your decisions with your head when you're thinking about things, facts and data, or do you make your decisions with your heart? Does it just feel right to you, or it's like a gut feel? And that's what splits the other road. So when we look at Rachel Red and Gary Green, they're opposites because they've got two roads that they need to cross to reach one another. Anything to make it clearer for our viewers, and especially for our listeners who maybe can't see the picture, anything else to add to that kind of explanation of opposites, Dom?
No, I don't think so. It is as it feels. If you've got to cross two main roads, two highways, it's actually quite an effort to go over into the other person's neighborhood, into their town area, versus, yeah, just crossing one, which is the color that you're next to. You could even potentially wave across, you know, or just start or meet in the middle in the central reservation, perhaps the road. But, you know, you can at least see each other. Opposites can't even see each other on this map, really.
Right. Brilliant. Thank you for that. So what we're going to do, because we're sort of only got half an hour with you, we're going to talk about like the opposites, because that's where a lot of the confusion happens between opposites. So we're going to focus in on that, which really highlights this model, I think, well. So we've got the road, the introversion, extroversion road. We've got the thinking and feeling roads. And let's talk about the opposite types. So let's start and let's talk about red energy, that results red energy. And I'm going to, let's say I'm doing that. So here I am, I'm talking, and let's, if you play the, is that green top you've got on there, Dom? Thank you.
Yes, I'm ready for this role play.
So I mean, you're going to change props for the other role play. I'm a bit curious.
No.
In a minute. But so here I am, I'm going to be talking to Dom, and I'm going to say, look, Dom, you need to hurry up and move. See these numbers. They need to move up. We're not selling enough. Can you get on and do the agenda now for the meeting next week and the week after that? And have you thought about the stuff in 2 weeks' time? And then if you could just do me a presentation on that in a couple of minutes. I know you haven't had any time to prepare, but I just want you to talk me through all that. In fact, if you could take the whole team through it, that'd be great. Okay.
Well, that feels like an awful lot. And what I'm worried about is that we're not actually thinking about all the members of the team here. I think this first meeting is really important to bring everyone along and to actually involve everyone. And I don't think we can really think about those in the future. So,
well, we haven't got time for that. We need to just get on with it. It feels like you're just slowing the process down, you know, with your green energy. We just need to get on with this. Can't we just... Oh, just email them if you want to. Just email those people.
Yeah, well, I feel that wouldn't involve them well, and they probably wouldn't really want to respond or know the reasons behind it. It's really important we all really get where you're coming from on this and how we're going to step through that journey together. So I understand that there needs to be some pace to this. So maybe we do it quite efficiently, but let's really consider about bringing everyone along here.
Okay, well, as long as we can do it quickly, that's fine with me. So I know we're just role-playing, but even during that role-play, it's really interesting. I'm thinking, gosh, she's speaking so slow. Because, you know, I'm doing the red energy. I've sped up with my talk. And so as I was dialing into my red energy, I was thinking, goodness me, you're speaking really slowly. I really was just thinking how slow you're going, you know. And you're equally thinking how much faster I'm going.
I'm pushy and not... prepared to listen, or well, you did listen, but you know, it felt like I was being pushed into a bit of a corner.
And that wasn't the intention, right? But it's just that pace. So that's how it can feel. Now obviously it works vice versa. We're not going to do this role play, but equally you might be trying to talk to me about the people side of things, or about how to have collaboration, getting everyone's views. And I might be going, yep, Dom, I've got a meeting in a couple of minutes. Can you hurry up? So so it works both ways. This is a two-way thing. We're just role-playing one way for the to get the gist across. Any other thoughts on that? Oh, one thought on that, and then we move on to the other opposite, which is the yellow-blue. One thought on this, you were saying about earlier feedback. I did do this accidentally when I was working for Jammy Dodgers in the good old days of Jammy Dodger biscuits. I had on a 360 feedback, like Julie was talking about. I had I was just like not listening to the green energy. And I had no idea. And in fact, that was my first Insights Discovery training that I found that out. After that, and that's what inspired me to become a Insights Discovery practitioner, actually, all these years later. So really useful. But yeah, I didn't have any idea. And I've got a friend now who we're really good friends now. We went out for my birthday the other week, and actually we were having a real laugh because she found me so scary when she was working agency side for Jammy Dodgers. And she said, you were so scary, dear. And I'm like, I didn't know I was. I mean, I might still be to some people on the call listening and go, oh, you're so scary. But, you know, I didn't know that I had that impact. I wasn't aware of it. So it's always good to know that. Now, Andrea's asking a great question here. Can you be a bit of every colour? Absolutely. And we all are a bit of every colour. But some people are a larger percentage of one colour than another. And those type of people, you normally, as we went through the four styles, you would be able to put your finger on at least one, maybe two of those primary colours. But absolutely, we are all of them. And what we tend to find, people who are a mix, maybe more like 25% each of the four, are often very versatile. And maybe their HR managers, we see that a lot in HR, like they have to be a little bit of everything to get on with all of the different angles of their job. So that might be naturally that they're equal, or it might be that it's useful to be equal when they do their profiles. So yeah, you can absolutely, but often we see a primary colour or two. Great. Thank you for the question. So let's have a look at this other opposite style then. Let's have a look at the blue energy and the sunshine yellow. So you're happy to do the blue energy role play there, Dom?
Yeah. So, D, right.
Hi, hi. How is it doing?
Wait for me for a minute. We have this big presentation we need to do, and I want to get it all down in an Excel file so that we can be really super organized on this. I'm relying on you to actually get this all down on paper. And yeah, I mean, we can involve your monkey and do that as part of the presentation. But I'd like to see all the detail. Plus, also, we've got some good percentages we got out of that last report. I'd like to make sure they're all really within it. So we've got all the key information.
And can we do it on like a flip chart somewhere? I think what I'm seeing is that we should pop it up on the wall, and then everyone can get involved, and we can all like stand up and be involved in it rather than like a boring report. We could make it a bit more interactive and engaging. Yeah,
I mean, we could do that as well, perhaps. But it was really important that we have it down on paper, and that everyone has a chance to see some of this before they even get there. Because I know that everybody will want to read it really properly before they get there.
Great. So you're okay to do that, though, aren't you? The report thing. And you can send it to me and I'll have a quick look before. Is that okay?
Because you're... Well, I was hoping you were going to do that. But do you need my help there?
And maybe I'll just see if ChatGPT can have a go of that. That's fine. I'll give that a go. I love trying all these new things.
Yes. Well...
Are you worried about your accuracy there? So brilliant. Just a quick role play to give you an idea. How did it feel for you? Obviously, I've over-egging it a little bit, but how did that feel?
And me too. yeah, I mean, it feels like I'm trying to do things in a really process-driven, sensible, you know, detailed way, and that your head is off in different places. And, you know, I feel like ideas are flowing, which is nice to get some of those, but not landing necessarily. So it feels really a bit uncomfortable when I'm dialing that blue energy up. Yeah. Mm. What about
and
for you?
And it's really boring. Oh, you're going on and on about numbers and reports. And I'm like, oh, this is so boring. Everyone's going to be so bored and I don't want to do that prep. And oh, yeah, it just didn't turn me on at all. I was just like, oh, no, thanks. Don't want to do that. I'll just get ChatGPT to do it. Hopefully the numbers would be right. I mean, clearly I'm exaggerating, but that's how it fit. Even though it's a role play, I can feel it anyway.
Yeah. And it reminds me because I am able to dial up my blue energy, as you well know, Dee, at times. But I had a boss a few years back who was really high on the blue energy and a really super intelligent person. But they always wanted things to be written down. They always wanted all the detail. And because I tend to be a bit more red energy most days, I just wanted to get on with things. And honestly, we had a review at one point where he was just like, you just don't think it all through. You don't give me the detail. You don't know what you're really doing. I mean, I was like, yeah, I absolutely do. But that's how he saw me. And it was totally, I mean, until we got it out on the table and discussed it and I adapted a bit and adapted a little bit. Honestly, I don't think he thought I was any good at my job.
And that's a real blocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think that's why we make a good team, because my strengths are different to your strengths and my weaknesses are covered by your strengths as well. So that's what can make a really good team, is that yin and yang, and being aware of it as well, so we can play to our strengths. And I think that's important, to realize your weaknesses, but also play to your strengths where possible. So let's talk about what we can do about it in the last couple of minutes that we've got left. So in the chat, if you've got something, any other thoughts and examples, please share those with us. And if somebody's really, dare I say, if you find it really difficult to get on with somebody, or you're having some struggles with somebody at work, just have a think, are they your opposite type? 90% of the time you go, oh, that's because they're totally opposite to you. They've got two sort of characteristics that are totally different. So let's have a look at what we can do about it. Well, the fix is to flex. So you don't have to flip your personality style entirely. You can just flex, which we've talked a bit about over our years. We've learned how to do this, haven't we, Dom? So before you cross any of the roads, if you're old enough to know this, stop, look and listen. Don't know how many of you are old enough to remember that you had this as a car. Stop, look and listen. Not much use with electric cars anymore, is it? It's stop, look and look, I suppose, now. Anyway, in the olden days. So the idea is to kind of have some bridges across these paths. So there's a visual on the screen now, which is showing a sort of four-way bridge over, joining all of the different towns together. And yes, you have to cross two roads to get from, say, red to green, from the top right corner to the bottom left corner. But that idea of stopping before you do anything, thinking about their colour energy, looking at their behaviour, what are they doing, picking up clues from their body language and listening to what they say. Are they talking about the people? Are they talking slowly and softly, which would indicate they're more likely to be on the introverted side of town? On the left-hand side, are they speaking loud and quickly and maybe quite a lot on the right-hand side? So observing these things and seeing who they are. And then you want to get on the steps and start crossing over the bridge. So you might come closer to the green town. You don't have to get in it all together. You might meet in maybe the blue town, because then you've only got to cross one road together. So depending on your objective and who's kind of trying to adapt to whom, obviously it's ideal that you both adapt to each other. It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you end up adapting, as you said, Dom, to your boss, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't always work that way. But if you know how to adapt, you can do it when it's important to do that. We've got a comment in, somebody saying they see their blockers being too detailed, getting it absolutely right first time, which is a strength, right? But yes, can slow you down. This has led to doing it myself and not delegating. This is really common, actually. Thanks, Jane. That's good to know. And working at speed and focusing on the end game and the results. So yes, some people who have a difficulty delegating because they want everything to be perfect find it hard to give it out to other people. So thank you for sharing that. That's brilliant. And anyone else that wants to share their blockers?
Yeah. And I think, you know, these are absolutely strengths as well. So we're not, I mean, being really good at one of these energies is a massive strength. And it's a combination, isn't it, of being able to flex your style for the right situation. But also I see it a lot in teams. Actually surround yourself with people who are different and lean on them. So when you're doing something and you're wanting to do it 100% accurate, maybe partway through go and speak to somebody who's higher on the red energy or the yellow energy and kind of say, you know, how does this look to you? What, like, where would you go with this now? Or what do you need from this? And you can help each other that way. So you can actually kind of lean as well on them.
Lisa said, I think I'm red, which is probably why I like working alone. Great insights to know, right? Brilliant. And then the other colour energies, you can do the same. You can cross over the road. So it's about being aware of what you need to do to flex. Now, I mean, we do 1, 2, 3 days training on this. So we're just doing a quick taster for 30 minutes. You can't cover everything, but we just wanted to show you the styles and show you how to adapt so that you can see what you might be able to do. So time for action. If you want to think of somebody with an opposite style to you And if it's important to you, think about how would you flex to get closer? So feel free to think about that. And if you already know about these color energies and you're already quite advanced in this, then here's a stretch action for you, which is to reflect on your team. What is their dominant style? So as a group of people, you might have a preference for red energy or green or yellow or blue, or maybe you're looking at your first two colors. And is that useful? And what are the weaknesses if you have dominance in those areas? So there's a couple of actions there for you. And as we come to an end, I'd love to remind you, any questions or thoughts, please pop them into the comments box and we can answer them even after the show's finished. But I'd love to remind you about the newsletter. So please do just subscribe to the newsletter on LinkedIn. Here's the QR code. So you can scan the QR code and this is a LinkedIn newsletter and it will keep you up to date with what's going on in the debrief show. And we would love for you to share this show, the link to the next show. Love it to share with comments with colleagues or family. That would be fantastic. And next week, even more fascinating, if that's possible, than the color energies, we're talking about reading faces with Adrienne Carter. She has just come back fresh from a TED talk talking all about that. So it's going to be about face reading for leaders and seeing what the face tells us. So that's good for children as well as bosses and friends and family. So we look forward to seeing you there, and our time is up. But Dom, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been fantastic. And for all those people who have joined us live, we are delighted that you have joined us live. Thank you so much for supporting us. We really appreciate it. And if you're watching us on rerun, feel free to drop comments in and we'll see them as well afterwards, won't we? So any last thoughts from you, Dom, before we say goodbye?
Be authentic, you know, don't forget who you are in this. We're not saying change, we're just saying be aware and flex if you want that relationship to work even better.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Bye. Thank you for attending and thank you very much to Dom. Thank you. We really appreciate you joining us. So thank you for listening into the show. You'll find more information in the show notes. And if you want to listen to more episodes, please do. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And if you want to watch us in action, you'll find us on YouTube. Just search for my channel, D Clayton, and look for the Debrief shows. Thanks for joining us then. And until next time, keep bringing out the best in yourself, your teams, and your communications.